第四章第六节。
Let us turn to chapter 4, verse 6.
我要莫要山和乳香刚去，只等到天起阳风，鹰鹉飞去的时候回来。
I will go my way to the mountain of myrrh, until the day breaks and the shadows flee away.
让我们看最后。
And to the hill of frankincense.
让我们看最后一章第八章第八章第十四节。
And then chapter 8, verse 14.
我的良人呢，请你快来，如羚羊或小鹿，在香草山上。
Make haste, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountain of spices.
我们感谢主，今天下午又看见了三千年前的香草山。
So we thank the Lord that today we can see the spices of mountains of 3,000 years ago.
以色列人他们进迦南，因为他们要把当地的人要赶走。
So the people of Israel, when they wanted to scatter the other people that were there already,
然后他们才能够承受产业。
That's the only way they can enter into the inheritance.
但是最后我们看见他们还是住在敌人的领土里。
But at that point, they still were living in enemy territory.
所以他们多半的时间都住在山里面。
So for the most of the time, they were living in caves.
那山里面你怎么耕种？
I'm sorry, living in the mountains.
那山里面你怎么耕种？你怎么栽种呢？
So how do you plant and how do you sow on the mountains?
所以以色列人认为说是他们发明了这个梯田。
So the people of Israel believe that they were the ones who invented the terraces.
我们经过撒玛利亚，你就看见那个梯田上面种了好多东西。
So when we were going through Samaria, you did see all the terraces that had a lot of things planted on them.
那么因为以色列的水很少。
But because the water is lacking in Israel,
你水不能够随便浪费的。
You cannot just waste your water.
所以呢，第一层这个上面的水就流到下面。
So the water from the top flows down to the bottom,
然后再流到下面
and it flows down to the bottom.
所以在这个水很少的国度里面，那么他们认为说，那因为这个缘故，他们在山里面就可以种种很多的植物，就可以种很多的生命植物。
And by this method, they can actually plant many plants in the mountains.
所以今天下午我们大家被带到这个以基底的那个植物园的时候。
So today, when we brought into the Garden of Gethsemane,
我们特别是面对那一座山，你还记得吗？
Remember, we were actually facing the mountain.
你今天还看出来，它仍旧是梯田。
And you can see that it was terraced.
你还看见有河流流过来，可以从那边一直流过来。
And you also see, you could see a stream of water coming through the other side.
不过那是三千年前。
But that was a story of 3,000 years ago.
所以原来三千年前那个地方原来是个香草山。
So 3,000 years ago, that place was a mountain of spices.
因为所罗门在这个以基底有个冬宫 winter.
Because Solomon had a winter palace in Engedi.
所以因着这个缘故呢，他就在那里就种植了许多的香料。
And at that place, he planted many spices.
因为你还记得那个示巴女王，她用好多的骆驼就把香料就运到了耶路撒冷。
And do you remember that the Queen of Sheba brought many spices on camels?
所以我们就知道说，在所罗门，现在根据考古学家就知道说，在所罗门那个时候，其实呢，我们知道这个隐基底是成为一个很重要香料的来源。
So archaeologists tell us that Engedi indeed is a source, a very important source of spices.
那我们这一组，我不知道另外一组有没有提醒，就是说，就在那个梯田上面，你看有一个，好像有一个，好像是一个像古堡。
So if you saw on the terrace today, I don't know if both groups heard it, but near the terrace, there was a pile of ruins that looked like ruins of a fortress.
那么科学家们起头以为是只是军事用的。
And at that time, archaeologists thought that that was a military outpost.
后来经过了分析里面的东西，才发现原来那个是所罗门那个时候的香料厂工厂。
But after going through the ruins, they discovered that this was actually a factory of spices of Solomon.
因为所罗门那个时候啊，它的香料和金子、银子是一样的贵重。
Because at that time, Solomon's spices, his gold, his silver, they all were of the same value.
那么在王的大道上，你看见都是运金子、运银子或者运香料。
So on the king's highway, you saw that the shipping of spices, gold, and silver occurred there.
那么你还记得约瑟的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of Joseph?
他被卖的时候。
When he was sold,
就是因为他哥哥们看见有一个商队过来了。
It is because he saw a tradesman, his brother saw a tradesman coming.
那这些人从基列山过来。
And these came from Mount Gilead.
他们是以实玛利人。
They were Ishmaelites.
他们要往耶路撒冷，他们要往埃及去。
They were going to Egypt.
所以圣经第一次提到香料，就是从基列山来的香料。
So the first time the Bible mentions spices, it mentions it from the spices of Mount Gilead.
那么如果把约瑟买了约瑟以后，那么一定从沿王的大道，不是从沿海大道就到埃及去。
So of course, if they bought Joseph, they would have gone to Egypt via the Via Maris.
所以很清楚的，从这个故事你就知道说，那个香料是怎样的从远方。
So we can see how the spices came from the Far East.
很可能从印度。
Even from India.
然后经过了印度洋。
And then from the Indian Ocean.
欧神，然后到了红海。
To the Red Sea.
沿着王的大道就到了基列山。
And then to the King's Highway, to Mount Gilead.
因为这都像金子一样、银子一样那么贵重。
Because it was just as valuable as gold and silver.
所以然后呢又沿着王的大道、不是又沿着沿海大道就带着约瑟的一同。
And then, went via the Via Maris, they took that as well as Joseph.
我有一本书是专门讲古时候那些他们这个叫做 spice trade, 就是他们怎么样经过那些大道，那么他们呢就把香料从一个地方送到另外一个地方去。
I actually have a book that actually shows all the different spice trades, during that time.
非常有意思的，你才知道说原来所有历史上所有新的发现，如果你找到个新的地方，那个动机的背后都是要香料。
The very interesting thing there is that if you know of all the discoveries of different places in history, the original intent was the seeking of spices.
像哥伦布不是要发现新大陆吗？
Wasn't remember Columbus was to look for the new continent?
他主要的目的是要找香料。
Actually, his motive was to look for spices.
那么这个故事是很多很多。
And there are many stories here.
所以当你读圣经的时候
，So when you study the Bible,
常常讲到比方说讲到这个推罗啊，他有多么富有。
When you see of how rich Tyre was,
他会告诉你说，等到他们运送贵重东西的时候，里面就包括有金子、有银子，甚至有香料。
And you know that when they were sent, all these very valuable things included in it were spices, gold, and silver.
那么这个包括启示录也是如此。
That also includes Revelation.
你看见巴比伦是那么繁荣的巴比伦。
Babylon was such a luxurious and rich place.
你只要看看它上面写的东西，里面就有很多香料。
And then even in the writings, you will see that there are many spices.
所以我们才知道说香料。原来在古时候是这么重要。
So we know, therefore, that spices are very important in the old times.
所以当你看见我们今天所站的那个位置，然后往前看，就整座的山，就是香料山，香草山。
So today, if you remember where we're standing, in front of us, that entire mountain was the mountain of spices.
那你还记不记得，我们的向导曾经把我们带到乳香木，不是把我们带到香草树前面。
Remember when our guide took us to a spice tree in front of a spice tree?
那我们其实这棵树呢是在我们的讲义里面有的。
So this tree is actually found in our handbook.
现在我故意不告诉你们。
I'm not going to tell you.
那么你们回去再找找看。
When you go home, you can look for it.
那个香料，有的时候他们叫做基列山的香料。
That spice sometimes is known or called as the spice of Mount Gilead.
我不知道这个是不是跟像以实玛利人他们从基列山带来香料有关系。
I don't know if it has to do with the Ishmaelite trademans, Ishmaelite.Trade people.
那么他们告诉我们说，有一个教授，他研究了多少年。
They told us that there was one professor who did a lot of research for many years.
他们才发现这种植物呢，恐怕只有在以色列能够找到。
And they figured that this type of plant was only found in Israel.
所以圣经里面告诉我们各种的香。
So the Bible tells us there are many different spices.
但是呢，他们高亚伦那个油是特别的。
But the oil that anointed Aaron was very special.
圣经说是极贵重的油。
The Bible says that it was very expensive oil.
现在慢慢大家找出来了。
Now people have found it.
而那个极贵重的油呢，就是从我们今天碰到我们所遇到的那棵树。
And that very expensive oil was what we saw today, that tree that we saw.
那么我们要记得这是非常非常贵重。
It was very, very expensive.
所以后来呢就失传了，就大家就不知道是怎么来的。
But then it disappeared and nobody knew its origin.
因为你知道这都是传下来的。
Because this was all came down from history.
你怎么做亚伦的油是一代传一代。
Because it came from generation to generation.
那么后来他们被掳到全世界各地去，慢慢就失传了。
And when they were dispersed throughout the world, then that passing on stopped.
现在他们又慢慢地找回来。
But now they are recovering them.
那么今天我们也看到乳香树，不是？
And today we saw the tree of frankincense.
有的树一定要把它割了，结果呢，它就满出香气来。
Some trees you have to cut it for the aroma to come out.
而且我们看到凤仙花的树，不是吗？
And we saw the tree of the henna flower.
那么如果一颗凤仙花的话，它很美丽，但是不够香。
One henna flower is very beautiful, but it's not fragrant enough.
要一群的凤仙花在一起的时候，远远就可以闻到。
You have to have a group of henna flowers to be able to have a fragrance that you can smell from far.
那不是讲的香花旗吗？
Remember the beds of spices?
先讲的没药。
Myrrh.
讲到拿达香膏。那我们知道说这个都是从很远地方运来的。
These were actually shipped from very far away.
所以我们就知道原来在圣经里面讲到香膏，讲的香油都是非常昂贵的。
So we know that the ointments that were mentioned is very expensive in the Bible.
那么然后呢，就是从隐基底慢慢慢慢这些香料也运到全世界各地。
And then from Engedi, it was exported out throughout the rest of the world.
所以如果不是我们到了隐基底，我想我们这一次的印象并不深刻。
So I believe if we have never gone to Engedi, then our impression will not be that deep.
那么如果你仔细读旧约里面的香到底怎么做的？
If you really study how the Old Testament spices were made,
你看见说那个它有很深的讲究的。
You see that it's actually quite complex.
如果你不知道怎么做的话
，If you don't know how it's made,
结果你可以点那个香
，You can actually light up the spice.
但那个香呢，没有多久就散掉。
But that spice sooner or later is going to disperse.
那个香目的就是要一直升上去。
The spice's purpose is for it to keep going up.
目的是让神能够闻到你的香。
So that God can smell the fragrance.
所以在至圣所里面那香啊都是特别的做法。
So then the Holy of Holies, that incense is very special.
也慢慢就失传了。
But afterwards, it got scattered and lost.
所以现在在耶路撒冷有一个学院叫做圣殿学院。
Now there is an institute called the Temple Institute.
因为他们知道如果主要回来的话，
Because they know if the Lord is to return,
他们如果要建造第三座圣殿的话，
if they are going to then build the third temple,
那么他们一定要把所有从圣经来的东西通通要把它恢复才对。
Then they need to restore all the things that are in the Bible.
现在他们慢慢也照当时的圣经，就一个舍克勒、半个舍克勒什么样的他们都做好了。
They even made what the original shekel and the half shekel look like.
那么也许明天下午大家如果出去就参观几个重要景点的话。
So tomorrow when you go and visit, if you go out and visit some of the important places,
你应该谢谢马可先生或者我不知道谁带你们去的，告诉他们你们希望能看到那个金灯台。
So when you see, I don't know if the Mark is going to be the tour guide, but if he is, ask him to show you the lampstand.
那个金灯台呢，现在是用铜做的。
So the lampstand now is made out of bronze.
所以它可以摆在公众的地方。
So it can be placed in a public place.
如果金的，老早就不见了。
If it were gold, it would be disappeared.
但是他们告诉我们说。
But they tell